Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed. Better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful that God blessed us to assemble here again. Thank you for calling in. Praise the Lord for setting aside our time that we can give unto God. Praise the Lord and start. Some say start the day off right. Praise the Lord. Start our day off right. Right, giving God thanks, giving God praise, giving God honor. Just to say thank you, Lord, for this early morning arising. Praise the Lord. Just to say, Lord, we are so grateful that you allowed us to even to assemble here. As we go to God in prayer, let's say a quick prayer. Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, asking you for forgiveness for sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And just to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see a new day, a new mercy, a new beginning in you, Father. We look upon this day, even each and every day, that you allow us to see a new beginning. Hallelujah, that we may write a new chapter, hallelujah, with you in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We ask you that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day in your word, and forgive us for all sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, again, for allowing us to just come together one more time. In Jesus' name we pray, we thank you for it all. Amen. Amen. Better than blessed. Hallelujah. Do you realize that you're better than blessed? Praise the Lord. Do you realize, hallelujah, just to be able to say that I'm better than blessed helped your mind think about just how blessed we are and how blessed we are to have a Savior that gives unto us salvation, that saves us from the very effects of evil, that washes us, that cleanses us because of his blood. Hallelujah. We can redeem because of baptism. Hallelujah. Baptized. Hallelujah. In his love, in his grace, in his mercy, in his redeeming. Hallelujah. Unto this thing that we call life. Hallelujah. He blesses us to live it. So when we get a new day, we say, thank you, Lord. And for those that feel like they've got it right or they are assured in their heart, even if they don't see the new day that they can transition into, it is eternal rest. They still have a thanks within their heart. Knowing that if they lay down and when they, hallelujah, when they lay down and enter into his rest, there is peace, there is joy. Hallelujah. We thank you today. Hallelujah. We thank you. I want to look at let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. For some reason, Lord, just lay this on my heart. Let brotherly love continue. Praise the Lord. Brotherly love. Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the first verse. Hebrews 13 and 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as bonds with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, this design of Christ is giving himself for us is that he may purchase, praise the Lord, purchase to himself a peculiar people. Do you know, because of what Christ did for us and allowed salvation unto us, that we are a peculiar people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peculiarness. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me out there?
I can hear you. I don't know if it's my line or what. I can hear you, but it kind of sounds funny. But keep on
chapter.
Preaching.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
It might be me, man. You know.
Okay.
It might be.
Let's see if we can fix it. 1-7. Thank you, Lord. Give me 1 second, people. Praise the Lord. 1 second. Thank you, Lord.
It's your phone, Brother Eric. Reverend Henry, you fine. I had to get to my phone. Good morning, fellas.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you, Lord.
What did he say? I said, it's your fault, Brother Eric. Brother Eric, it's your fault.
We don't get it right.
The next song needs no introduction.
Amen.
The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it. When she got to the part that says, through many dangers. And I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. Can I get a witness here tonight?
Oh!
They call me God's amazing. Oh, amazing.
Us, he redeems us, he restores restores us. I'm so glad about it. And with that same, see, God expects us the same way he does us. He expects us to show that same brotherly kindness, godly love towards one another. And in that, we'll be careful how we treat one another. We'll be careful, hallelujah, how we respond to one another, how we handle one another. We will be ever so careful. We would think about before we saying something to someone for just out of pure hurt, not for praise the Lord, not to help them, but only just to hurt them, to bruise them. Oh, hallelujah! But if you are careful with your speech and let God direct you in your speech. Careful are we towards one another. In other words, let this brotherly love continue. praise the Lord. Continue to one to another. Be our concern. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It should be for our brother, our sister, for their success in Jesus Christ, for their spiritual growth. Oh, hallelujah. If God allow you to see that someone has gone astray, it should be your prayer should be, Lord, what can I do to help bring them back? You know, the other day we talked about a good shepherd. Also, we didn't talk about it, but do we realize that we are our brother, our sister's keeper? We are responsible, praise the Lord, for another, because we are family. We are family, and we are joined and united. Hallelujah, by Christ. There is one Lord, one Spirit, one baptism. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let brotherly love continue. I have this little note here. It says the design of Christ is in giving himself for us is that he may purchase to himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. And true religion is the strongest bond of friendship. Oh, praise the Lord. True religion is the strongest bond of friendship. Oh, praise the Lord. And I like about this, though, religion is offered to us to worship, to serve a higher power, praise the Lord. But actually, what God wants is a relationship with mankind, to not just a religion, but a relationship that we may come to know him better. Praise the Lord. You open, Brother D, you open the ray up. Praise the Lord. Just had that thought on my mind. That we should let brotherly love continue.
Yes, 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 my brother. I tell you, I went to bed last night, and first I want to give honor to God, as always, who's truly the head of my life. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell him thank you for allowing me to lay down last night after a little trouble with my tractor, then to get up bright early this morning to be able to stand in here, and I'm standing in the need of a blessing, standing in need of prayer, mm-hmm. and being here able to be fed this morning. That's what I'm here for. I'm waiting till I got my knife and my fork already in my hand, waiting to cut my steak. So I'm just waiting to be fed. But I truly, I sit all the time, Rev, but I truly believe that. I believe that if it come out to you 66, it must be true. And I truly believe that. So I'm sitting here waiting. I'm ready to be fed. Amen.
Praise God. God Amen. Bless you. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes.
You know, Reb,
yes.
I want to say this before I get out of here. I had a young man mm-hmm. call me this morning, and I didn't say yay or nay. I just threw him right in, and he hung up. I'm saying this because it's amazing how we need the Lord. The song said we need the Lord. I heard a song where I said every day and every hour we need. If we are healthy, we need him. You know you need him when you broke up and tore up from the floor up. When you hung up. Young man, I couldn't believe that he did that. I just threw him right in. And I said it because you know what I do in the morning. So if you call me, obviously I'm thinking you want to get in because you know what I'm going to be doing at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's the Lord's will. And he's not in what you would call a breath of health. You should be running to the Lord every opportunity you have. But he hung up on me this morning, kind of disturbed me this morning. So that's why I said, Rip, I'm in need of prayer this morning because it really kind of disturbed me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God for that. You know, let me know. Just reminds me of how his amazing grace is, because he, while we were yet sinners, Christ died, while we were yet in need, he took care of that need. Hallelujah. That we with patience may give unto others that Christ gave unto us. Sometimes takes a little patience, but we're going to let that patience have its perfect work. Praise the Lord. But if we keep on praying, hallelujah. God will. Yes. If we keep on praying, if it be his will, hallelujah. He'll get another opportunity. How about that? Praise the Lord. But in this, we'll let brotherly love continue. We'll let, no matter if when we're in this love, this thing we call love, as we try to express love one to another, one thing about it, what love does over there and at first Corinthians, the 13th chapter, love sometimes that love has to be on the battlefield. There's a battlefield for love. Let's travel over to First Corinthians, the 13th chapter. It's a short chapter. I have number 13 verses in it. It says, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And verse 3 says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Oh, hallelujah. This 1 through 30, it talks about the excellent way he had in view at the close of the former chapter. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have, it's our responsibility. If God lay it upon our heart, it is our responsibility. It's a necessity and an advantage of the grace of love. See, sometimes we have to endure it, just like the verse that we just read. Praise the Lord over there at Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue, and also we have to be careful. Hallelujah! When we're entertaining strangers, because we could be entertaining angels unaware. We have to be careful of when people come to us, how we treat them, how we handle them, or how you may have known somebody, hallelujah, but they may sometimes come to you in a strange form. So sometimes we have to be careful how we handle them. Sometimes people need a little patience. Oh, hallelujah. And God, with his love and how he expressed his love with us, sometimes we have to go a little bit further just for someone else to get a little blessing. Sometimes we have to, like here in verse 4 says, charity suffers long and it is kind. Charity, if it not, charity bone is not itself. It is not. Sometimes love gets beat up a whole lot when you're trying to endure, when you're trying to help somebody. Sometimes they are defensive and they don't really receive it like they should, and then they beat you up for just trying to, you just there trying to help them. They get mad at you when you kind of show them some love. That's how people do you sometimes when you're just trying to be kind, but they want to be rough. And it is not them, but it is a spirit that's working through them. Romans will tell you about it, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But we wrestle against that wickedness that is in high place, that evil that Jesus talked about, that desires to sift you like wheat because you're trying to be Christ-like, just that the desires just do all kind of evil things. Don't have your good intentions in mind. Don't have your best interest in mind. In other words, but thanks be to God, hallelujah, carry this stuff along. I know we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. But this charity is talking about love. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity broken not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, thinketh not her own, is not easily provoked, think no evil, rejoiced not in iniquity, but it rejoiced in the truth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why you can be happy about the word of God, for you know it's true. You know you can stand up on it. You know you can trust in it. You know you can believe it. Believe it, in other words, to accept it. When you when you believe something, you accept that you believe. And when you accept it, in other words, when you believe it, then you receive it. And when you receive it, it activates something down within the inside.
Yeah, come on now.
Create that hope that is yet within you, so you keep on holding on, no matter how tough it gets or how dim it gets. You still said that I believe. I don't know how, God, you're going to do it, but I just believe. I don't have to see how everything you're putting together, but I just know you're going to put it together, and you're going to work it out, and it's going to work together for the good of them that love the Lord, and to those that are called unto his purpose. Hallelujah. Rejoice not in iniquity, but it rejoice in the truth, in the truth, in the truth, in the truth. Rejoice not in iniquity, but it rejoiced in the truth. Praise the Lord. It beareth all things. You know, you have to bear things sometimes. You believe all things. You have to hope all things, hope it all things, endure all things. You see, love is this way. It hoping for the best until the worst is proven. And even when the worst is proven, it still hopes for the best. You take the woman. You think the woman that went to the judge and wanted to be a den of her adversary. Oh, hallelujah. But the judge, it did not believe, it did not fear man or God, and did not believe, but it did not stop the woman's faith, but she still wanted to be a venge of her adversary. Hallelujah. God, I'm glad that he doesn't have to. Oh, hallelujah. He doesn't have to use the situation that's there, but your faith can take you beyond that circumstance that you're in. But what God wants you to do is just have hope, regardless of how it seems, to just have hope and faith without wavering. He just wants you to believe and trust and bless all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Though the judge did not believe, but because of the persistence of the woman, you start to weary him. Hallelujah. So God know how to put it all together. But she had to be persistent. How persistent are we, hallelujah, to hear from the Lord? How persistent are we, hallelujah, to stay in the race? How persistent are we, even though obstacles are there, even though doubt can sometimes creep on in, but how persistent are we to keep bearing all things and believe all things and hope all things and do it all things? Listen to this, charity, it never fails. Love
Come on,
never fails.
never fails.
Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecy, oh, hallelujah, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away because of one thing, but we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done.
Shall be done away. Yes,
done
sir.
Away with
yes, sir.
You know, we talked about that the other day. Hallelujah. We talked about that the other day when you let God abide and his love abide within you, it will have it will be made perfected within you. Hallelujah. 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 It will be made perfect within you. So that's why you have to bear some things. Sometimes you're right there at you're right there at the end. You're right there at receiving victory. You're right there, but the adversary comes in with deceit and try to deceive you, and so you don't think that you're right there, just about to complete that God have you going through. And if you're not careful, you start listening to those whispers of the devil, try to make you give up and fail. Oh, but if you keep on, if you endure, right there in the verse 7, it tells you, endure all things. Charity never fail it, but whether there be prophecies, listen, prophecies, hallelujah, proclaiming, hallelujah, we have a more sure word here, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, hallelujah, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But we know in part, listen, we know in part, and we prophesy in part, the part that we have, the part that we know, the part that we can see, but when that which is perfect is come. Hallelujah. In other words, when God can trust you enough that he can reveal unto you, you'll start being more that you're striving for. If you're striving to be perfect, if you're striving to be righteous, that's what you're striving for, being faithful in it, continual in it, law in it, then it will start to change. Though you were this, but now you are that. Although you were that, but now you're this. In other words, there's a trend and a transformation that starts. You'll start being more like the new man than the old man that you laid down in baptism. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Away.
Because, listen, in verse 11, we'll talk about the spiritual globe. The spiritual growth when I was a child, and don't necessarily mean a child in age, but some people are a child spiritually. Some people are a child. I'm not talking about in the humblestness, but I'm talking about in even in understanding, even in trusting, even in holding on. Some people can take anything. It's so quick to give up, but that's when you're in a child state. But you know when you when I was a child, listen, and I spoke as a child, I understood as a child there in a child moment. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. In other words, when the Lord knew that it was time to grow me up, he allowed me to have trials and tribulations to prove to him that, Lord, I believe that you said you do just what you said. I believe no matter how it looks, but Lord, I still believe no matter what I go through, Lord, I still believe. Then I'm starting to get stronger. Then I'm starting to grow. Hallelujah. I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, God allowed me to grow up. When I became a man, I put away childish things. I put away so much doubt. I put away so much weakness. I put away so much busybody. I put away so much love. I put it all away that the thing that I started to run after, the things that will help me grow up, that will help me be strong, that will help me endure, that will help me believe all things, that will help me bear all things, that will help me hope all things, that will help me give me some endurance that I'll be able to stand when it gets tough. I put them away. I put away the things that were, you know, just like over there in Hebrews. Hallelujah. When you talk about that race over there in Hebrews 12, Hallelujah. Now talk about, we're talking about staying in the race. Hallelujah. Stay in the race. You must pray. like I tell you over there, but man ought to always pray. Man ought to always pray. We ought to always pray. And after we pray, repent. Another prayer is just a conversation that we have with God. So after we talk to God about it, then our actions, we repent, not with our mouth, but with our actions, we repent. We turn from that thing that is displeasing in this sight. We turn from that thing that destroys our relationship or cause our relationship to have a void or cause us to drift away. We turn from that we may turn and look towards Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. We turn towards that was going to help us, give us some healing, give us some strength, give us some salvation. We turn to that we may lay hold unto, hallelujah, the Lord, and just a little bit better, a little bit stronger. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Hallelujah. Charity. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because faith comes that you've been hoping for. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That faith, the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. It wasn't seen that, but you just had to believe. It wasn't you weren't sure of the end, but you just had to believe. You had to believe it, and you had to receive it, and you had to act like that you had the victory. Oh, hallelujah. But that you've been acting like now is. That that you have been hoping for, and you have been having to use faith as your sight, hallelujah, but now it have come into appear. Now you can see it and hold it, and it's tangible to you. Oh, hallelujah, but the greatest of these is charity, meaning that love, it has no need for a change, because love was able to drive our Savior unto the cross when he was wounded for our transgression. And by his stripes are we healed. Love had to lay down on a Calvary's cross and had to be beat. Hallelujah, had to be taken to kangaroo court because he did it because of his love. Hallelujah. His love was what was necessary for us. The advantage and the grace of love. We needed God's grace. Hallelujah. Though we deserved justice, we needed his grace, his love, and his mercy. Yes. We needed a time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we may repent. We needed space and time that we may repent. We needed, hallelujah, strength in the storm. What we needed was more of him. But I'm so glad that he went to Golgotha's hill, Calvary cross. I'm so glad that he climbed that hill. Hallelujah. And he let them. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. He had to let them because when they saw him, he turned around and said, "Whom seek ye?" And they fell back as dead men. They couldn't handle him, even in his speech. So he had to humble himself that he may, hallelujah, let them nail his hand. Let them nail his feet. Let him put a crown of thorns on his head. He had to let them pierce him in the side. Oh, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad, hallelujah. After he let them, after he laid down and he let them, he also let them, listen here, he let them lift him up. He let him, he let them lift him up. All the men would praise the Lord. He let them lift him up. And when he let them lift him up, oh, hallelujah, for the world to see, hallelujah, hallelujah, over that when the end of the story, oh, he let them lift him up. Oh, but then he also let them take him down. He let them put him in a bar or two. He let them. Oh, hallelujah. When they thought they'd done all that they could do, when they thought they had him, oh, hallelujah, he went down to a place of Gehenna. He went down and he walked through and he talked to those that were sometimes disobedient. Oh, hallelujah. He gave them a chance at well. Oh, but I'm so glad that early Sunday morning, hallelujah, he got up. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad that early he rose that we can rise. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Oh, hallelujah. No matter how dark it gets, I'm so glad that we can rise. Hallelujah. Because Christ lies. Because we're trying to be like Christ.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we try to be like him, though we may suffer, though we may be persecuted, though we may be lied on, though we may be beat up on, but we will rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like he did. God bless you. God keep you. It's a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let this brotherly love continue. Hallelujah. Let us continue to love one another the best as we can, even if we have to put it on the battlefield, even if we have to suffer in our love. Hallelujah. But charity suffers. But it's kind in that suffering. Oh, hallelujah. Love is patient. Hallelujah. Gentleness. These things, fruits of the Spirit over in Galatians 5:22. Hallelujah. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You need all these things. It shows evidence. Hallelujah. Evidence that you are one of the called Christians unto salvation. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We're at the point of our service. You have a question about the lesson? We here. You want to tell God thank you? We here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you just want to say, hey, I love you, keep on. Keep it on. We here. Let this love continue. Let facing the impossible ain't Martha sins in. Facing the impossible. Oh, I hear you. Facing the impossible. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jericho would be delivered into his hand, but he listened to God and worshiped him. Then he obeyed the Lord's instructions and the impossible happened. You know, obedience brings blessings.
Yes, it does.
Obedience brings blessings. Thank you, Lord. When we obey God, hallelujah, when we obey God, when we do an action, when we do it and our motive is right as when we're doing it, we're showing unto God with more than with our lips, but with our action, we're showing him, I believe you, Lord. I believe in your word. Lord, you told me to be still. Lord, I'm going to do just what you say. When we obey God, not with our lips, but with our actions, hallelujah, when we would fall, but instead of falling, we show the Lord, Lord, I believe that your word is true, and you said, if I do this, and that, you'll do this. God is a covenant God. If you do this for me, I will do this for you, hallelujah. Knowing, come to Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is what? It's death. The payment
but
of sin is death. It's death, but the gift. God gives us a way out. Hallelujah. He gives us a way out. The pay for your sin is death. Hallelujah. The pay for it, but Christ paid. Christ died, but the gift. But if you're willing to accept the gift, hallelujah, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, hallelujah,
yeah.
If you'll be willing to accept the gift, God can do a transformation there, though your end would have been death, hallelujah. But if you accept what I will give you and accept it in your ways, accept it in your daily walk, accept it in your talk, accept it in your mind, accept it in your meditation, accept it down in your heart, hallelujah, that your feet will walk the way they're supposed to walk, that your mouth will talk the way it's supposed to talk, that your action will be acceptable unto God. You read, you study, you understanding, all unto God, not taking any glory for yourself, but glory unto God, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Unto him. Unto him that is able. He's able to keep you from falling. Unto him who is able to present you. Oh, hallelujah. Present us. He's able to present us if we trust him. He's able to keep us if we trust him. If we trust him. If we trust him. If we do the things that he said do, he's able to keep us from falling. He wants to present us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Present us with exceeding joy, exceeding glad. He wants to be glad to present us to the Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That should make you happy right there. When you've done all you can do, you just stand because you know that you're without a shadow of a doubt. You're trying to do the best that you could do while you could do it. Oh, hallelujah. Then you can rest easy You can rest easy knowing that you've done all that you can while you're good. You can rest easy. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. God keep you. You open, Brother D. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the blessed word this morning, my Father. Thank you for the blessed word this morning. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for touching the man of God to feed us this morning. I see it from the outset that I had my knife and my spoon and fork ready. And I just been served a big Texas steak. Can't eat it all. I mean, not being able to eat it all, that would allow me to go through the whole day being able to nibble all day long. I just want to tell God, thank you. Yeah, I say again, thank you for the man of God. Thank you for the word, Father. Thank you for showing up and showing out. In the name of Jesus. God is just good to us. God is so good. You know, when God show up, Reverend Heron, he's so good to us. You have brothers in the background. They can't wait. They just can't wait to see God is just that kind of God. I'm sitting there looking at Hebrews. My brother read in Hebrews, and he read in 1 Corinthians, and I'm sitting there looking at Hebrews. I got locked in on verse 6. Real here, got right there. I got to hear to my brother. He said, so that we may boldly, I want to stop right there. I ain't have to go to a father. When he said that one word, Reverend, hey, Reverend, that one word right there was enough for me. When he said boldly, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Mm-hmm. And I will not fear what man should do unto me. See, the Lord was from here a helper this morning. The Lord showed up. And you can tell when your help come on. When your help come on, you got to get out of the way. The help takes over. The help takes over. I thank God for the word this morning. I thank him for the word. I thank him for the word. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. Come on here, brother. Come on. God is good. He's good to man. Yeah. God shows up and show out. He'll show out in your life. He wants to show out in your life. All you got to do is just move self and give over. Just give it to him. Give it to him.
Well, you know, I don't know. I got this on phone. I don't know. That's why I kind of shut it down, because I didn't want to be the one of the reasons you couldn't get it out with all that noise. But I'm going to say this because the state I'm in, to God be the glory for all the good things he have done. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the humility. And also, I don't know if I'm cracking or not, but my phone sounding crazy.
Now, you clear, my brother. You clear.
I want to say this with love. You can't be God's blessing. No matter how you try. They throw that old song out, Brother Tim. You be in church. That song, that giving song. But to me, I take that giving song a little personal, because the more you give to God.
Yes, sir.
The old song saying, you just can't give enough, Reverend. You know what?
Yes, sir.
Because he keep on giving to us, you know what I'm talking about? And I ain't talking about no money either. He give us life like that love you told us about. I just believe it, man. I believe love hides a multitude of faults and sins, man. I'm going to stay with it, man. Thank you for the encouraging words. Thank you for what God has placed in your heart. And like Brother D said, it's something about the Holy Ghost. You know.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you can't beat the Holy Ghost. You know,
cause you,
Holy Ghost come in, you got to, Brother Tim, you got to come on in.
Take over, boy.
You have your puzzle there. You're trying to put it together, and some kind of Holy Ghost say, move out of the way. Let me say this here.
Yes, sir.
Let me leave you alone, man. Good word, man. Good
thank
word,
you. Beautiful. God bless you. God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Thank God.
Reverend Henry, I truly, truly enjoyed the message. And I had a little tears in my eyes over here when I was doing it because it reminded me of something. And I know that God said that, you know, to make a joyful noise. So I'm not in tune and I ain't going to be. But the only thing I can do is tell you from my heart. It said, the songwriter said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. And when he turned around and he said, when nothing else would help, it was love that lifted me. Lord, I just started thinking about one of the ladies at the church used to sing that. And I said, Lord, I just, man, that's what it reminded me of. God's love. When they used to sing back then, they used to tell you from their heart that I've been through something, but I realized it was God's love that lifted me. When nothing else would help, it was God's love that lifted me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Oh,
yes,
Lord,
sir.
Have mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I was far from the peaceful shores. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was far. I was sinking so deep in sin. My home was going to be hell. But it was his love that came and picked me up out the miry clay. It was his love that lifted me. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the remembrance in my mind of those women that sung them songs like that. Thank you.
Oh, Lord, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, boy,
Thank you.
I keep on calling, Lord, I'm calling through the storm and rain.
Oh, that sounds like
you.
Lord,
I'm patiently
patient.
Let me leave you alone. Till you come again.
You see? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Come again.
Oh, happy.
You said, have them ready. He said, when the gate swing open, I'll do what?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to walk in. He said, I'll walk in.
Yes, sir.
When the gate swing open. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you know something, Brer? It's funny. You hum it because that's why I stay stuck on what Lord Ray said to me when I went to see him on his deathbed. He said, boy, don't worry. He said, I got my business fixed. And then three words made me think of that. You know what you're saying when you can say that? When you can stand boldly and say, I got my business fixed. That's why I say again, so that we may boldly. That's enough right there.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell this world boldly, God knew him, man. He'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, have me in your love, Lord. Lord, I want you to write my name above.
Thank you, Lord.
What we gonna do, Dad? We gonna walk on.
Yes, sir.
Walk on.
Teach me. Teach me how to love my.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
I like. Lord, teach me.
Teach me how to
love my enemy. Lord, won't you keep me? Make me look like a fool right now.
hey, Brad, I tell you something. I go by what the scripture said. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We may sound out of tune here to man, but in God's ear, we sound like some angels.
Mm-hmm.
When we tell him how we love it, when we sing praises unto the Lord, we sound like angels.
Yes,
there's no one with a better voice right now.
He traveled so many years with A.A. Allen. And he sings a song Too Close. And few people can sing it the way he sings it. And I just want him to come up here tonight and before Sean comes in. And this man, let me just tell you something that's really special. This brother traveled all over this country under the big tents with A.A. Allen. When A.A. Allen died, people mocked this man, and he, under the cloud of things that were not fully explained, he had to keep on singing, keep on preaching, and keep on going. Saw incredible miracles. Later on, we'll present that to you a little bit more accurately, but I admire Gene because he just kept singing. He kept preaching. He kept going. Ministering all across this country. Some of you forgot about him. He dances all. He didn't come into Azusa for years. This is an old song of the church. I'm too close. Mother Armstrong, she's 84 years old. I saw her last. She came and she used to sing this song. I can almost see my master's face. Tell somebody I'm too close to stop now. I'm on my way to heaven. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Hallelujah. Give Gene Martin a great big God bless you to come.
I'm too close to heaven.
He get to get in his word. He know he got to go.
I can tell by the way he be talking sometimes. He got to go.
Yeah.
Boy, he missed, right? He can't turn it loose. I be sitting sometimes saying to myself, don't even give no rebuttal because Reverend Harry got to go.
Yeah.
You know he got to go.
Yeah.
But when the Lord show up, you just can't.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Bless you, man.
Yeah.
Give you strength, though, man. Give you strength, man. You know,
because we
know as teachers, preachers, we know that the only body matters is the adversary, and you know he don't mind tipping in and letting know he's in there. You know, so we lift him up today. We lift up the Lord today and tell God is good, man. When you talk about love, you know that love would go a long way. We can sit all year with them, but I thank you, man, for the word, man. I was wanting to come in, but I didn't want to mess you up. Brother Nutt said, my phone. I said, let me, don't get in and mess that word up, you know, because I know I mess up something.
I
tried to, man. But I did good. I didn't mess with him, none. I didn't get in there. I said, I don't want to mess him up. On my end, it sounded real bad, man. I guess my little,
You know what I do, Reverend? A lot of times, when he get to going, I be checking my phone. Boy, put your phone on me. Put your phone on me. God is good.
Can I do this here?
When you know God good.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Thank you for the fellowship, Lord. For all the ones that came out, Lord. Maybe not even raise the hand. Maybe they might not even say the word. But, Lord, we came out on one accord. Because we believe when you are in the midst, Father God, everything is all right. So we thank you for the preach word, the teach word. We thank you, Father God, for how he conveyed it and what you gave from your heart to his heart to us, Lord. And we thank you for him, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Give strength, Lord, to him, Lord. Give strength and cover him, Lord, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Lord, we pray for all the ones that may be going through right now, Lord, that we do know and we don't know, Lord, whether there's a spiritual thing there, whether there's a physical thing there, Lord, whether there might be a finance, Lord. We ask, let it be your will, Lord. Let a little rain come, Lord, that we understand that you're there, Lord. Let a little sound come, Lord. Let us know that you're there, Lord. We just ask you to give strength, Lord. Lord, we know. There might be some sick among us, Lord. Someone knows someone sick. We want to touch and agree right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. If it be your will to heal them, Lord, because you're the only one that can make somebody completely heal. The doctor can throw their hands up to the side, Lord, but we find out that you and the doctor have never lost a patient, Lord. So have your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for the ministry, Lord. We ask you always to keep it covered with your love, Lord. Bless the finance for as they get paid as well, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God. And this is free always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
I just want to do that. I got to jump on real. I got to jump.
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Hey,
thank you for coming.
Before you leave, does it sound for me? Does it sound for me?
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
I keep darling.
Come on, Clay.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I'm calling through the storm and rain. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
I'd be so glad. You hey, just said, remember, I'd be so glad. Nobody wants to leave, man. No man wants to die, but he said, I'd be so glad.
This ain't no coolie hot, though, yo. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Yes,
I got to go.
We know we got to go. But it's hard. I'm like my brother. We thank you for coming in, fellowshipping with us, my brother. We know it's hard on you. We know you at work, but. And that's just what it says. It's in a folder of word. It's called love. When you know you got to go, you know your earthly work got to be performed. The Bible says, man, don't work, don't eat. But it's hard to walk away from God.
Brother Aaron.
It's hard to walk
away.
Before you go, maybe you might want to visit Jude before you leave. Maybe you might want to visit.
Reverend, there you go. There you go, trying to crank some up again, Reverend.
I love, because
being in church, when the pastor get through preaching and he open up the doors of the church, you know, some churches do that, you know, allow folks to come on in, you know, if you ain't got a church home, you can come by a letter, you know, candidate of baptism. If all them things we done said and all everything been understood, Brother Tim, I guess we can go then. Everything gone smooth.
It's a blessing and a benediction. Thank you. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your encouraging words. Thank you for letting God use you. Letting God use you. Oh, hallelujah. When we submit unto God and let him use us. You know, we edify one another. Hallelujah. And in that, God is pleased when we let that love continue. The elders to say when it flows from heart to heart, breast to breast, when we let that love continue, love hide that multitude of faults. Love hide when Satan would try to make you not love someone because of, well, this or that. But love will hide that because you have the compassion, love of God, and you just want peace. You want understanding. You want God to be in the midst. Yeah. So we have to let it continue. We have to let it abide. So I just want to say from my heart to your heart, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you when I was low, in spirit. I never forget what people do for me. When I was low in spirit, God's plan, you helped me. Through many deaths I had in my family, you helped me. You prayed. I just want to let you know I thank you, brothers, and I love you. I love you. And when I had COVID, each time you prayed for me. And I didn't think I was going to make it, Brother D. You prayed. Well, Brian, you prayed. Brother D, you prayed. God said you prayed. Hey, Martha, you prayed. And I just want to tell you thank you. I just want to tell you thank you. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
G. Marco's here tonight. He traveled so many years with A.A. Allen. And he sings a song too close. And few people can sing it the way he sings it. And I just want him to come up here tonight and before Sean comes in. And this man, let me just tell you something that's really special. This brother traveled all over this country under the big tents with A.A. Allen. When A.A. Allen died, people mocked this man. And he, under the cloud of things that were not fully explained, he had to keep on singing, keep on preaching, and keep on going. Saw incredible miracles. Later on, we'll present that to you a little bit more accurately. I admire Gene because he just kept singing. He kept preaching. He kept going. Ministering all across this country. Some of you forgot about him. He dances all. He didn't come into Azusa for years. This is an old song to the church. I'm too close. Mother Armstrong, she's 84 years old. I saw her last. She came and she used to sing this song. I can almost see my master's face. Tell somebody I'm too close to stop now. I'm on my way to heaven. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Hallelujah. Give Gene Martin a great big God bless you to come.
I'm too close to heaven. Don't you know that I'm Hallelujah.